unang tatanong sa kanya about the book. That book, he said.
Hey!
Hi, guys.
Round two. Hey! Okay.
Ano pa bang umambango?
Oh, okay. This is a very good story. This is not my usual perfume. So my friend, I saw him before Christmas. And then, this is my gift for him. Like, hey, thank you. The story is that he bought this perfume. This is the scent he would imagine I would wear if I passed by him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. I'm like, wow, that's the sweetest thing ever.
You know, some perfumes kasi have pheromones.
Oh, diba? Yeah, that's true.
You remember, you know about that, diba? So
yeah, but like, wow.
So yun yung gusto niya maamoy sa'yo.
Well, yun yung na-imagine niya magiging scent ng babaeng tulad ko na hindi
okay.
niya kilala,
okay.
if ever.
Okay.
It was so sweet though. So aww. I've been wearing it. Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
But how many perfumes do you really actually own?
I have four.
Four.
So
how do you choose?
On my mood. So I have a scent when I play golf or when I would be a bit sporty.
Oh.
I have a scent when I'm with my friends or on a date. That's
okay.
It.
Pero like me, I also have actually five pa lang scents ko. Pero I revolve around three as well, depending also on my mood.
Diba?
Pag
what you
sporty,
feel?
Sporty, oh. Tapos pag more formal, I have one scent.
I guess it completes your outfit.
Oo, parang
your
part,
look.
Yeah. That's why, parang sabi niya, oh, I only have one signature scent for everything. Some, it works for some people. I think that's their signature.
Yeah.
Parang, oh, yun yung amoy ni ganun. Yun yung amoy na ganun. It's like a place when you go to, it has one particular type of scent.
Before ganun ako, isang scent lang. And then, I don't know. I just felt like, okay, this is more airy, mas light. Okay, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So parang, yeah.
You mentioned about this book. What was that book you mentioned about girls for women?
Oh, yeah. So
when did you read that? What's the name?
Oh, I think So the book is called Nice Girls Don't Get Rich.
Right, yeah.
That was my very first book. And I remember, I told my aunt about it. My aunt is pretty conservative. And when she heard it, she was like, bakit naman ganon?
Mm.
But the idea, I think I was in, this is, medyo late ako nag-start magbasa, like 2010, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And the main idea is that, well, yung takeaway ko is a lot of women get stuck in a relationship or maybe marriage
right.
because they don't have money to sustain their lifestyle or maybe the kids.
Yeah.
So they end up in a very sad relationship just because of the money. And I think that kind of became one of my motivation to really work on myself and be independent.
Because, like, historically wise, like from the Stone Age, men were the ones going out, you know, hunting for food, and women were the ones cooking.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, that's true. And I don't see anything wrong with it, naman. Yeah. I think it depends on how you see, how you want your life to be.
Yes.
I have a couple of friends who's really into creating a family, five kids,
correct.
Even six kids, a basketball team. Others want just one kid, others don't even want kids. So it depends on how you want it.
Yeah. My sister's a homemaker. Like, she's happy with three kids in the state she lives. And her husband's, my brother-in-law, is the workaholic person.
Ah.
He's the one working for the entire family. So,
and that works for them.
Yeah, it works for them. My sister is a great housewife, I would say, based on my observation.
Yeah.
Like, my niece and my nephews, they're all doing great. One's 19, one's 13, one's...
Oh.
How old's Layla? I forgot. 9, I think. So,
yeah, it really depends on dynamics because there are few pa talaga sa Philippines na husband.
Yeah.
And the wife is the one who works. So,
correct.
I think we shouldn't judge any relationship based on their dynamics.
Yeah, as long as it works.
Yeah, as long as it works.
Right.
So, although yun nga, kanina, I mentioned to you, The Nice Girls Don't Get Rich was my very first book. And it also teaches the difference. Parang equality, gender equality. Like, bakit, let's say, when you're in an office, you would reimburse, for example.
Yeah.
But yung mga babae, kapag konting amount lang, they don't reimburse. Versus guys, up to the 1 cent, they would reimburse.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Everything.
Maybe because you guys are expected to be more practical, a provider, yung babae, mag-TTS, mas emotional, then they're so scared they're gonna get judged.
Parang martyr?
Diba? May ganong, medyo may ganong idea, which, since I was a kid, I was not a fan of. And when I was reading that, oh nga, there's nothing wrong if a man can ask for it, a woman can ask for it. And I guess vice versa.
Yeah. Okay. So, your biggest takeaway from that book, which made you write a few things, you wrote a few things from there.
Oh, this is 20,
was it 2010?
Oh nga, no? Yak, tama yung timeline. Oh yeah. No.
So, 2010, you're writing things that you want to get better.
Yeah, so my goals.
At, yeah, your goals.
So my goals, but it wasn't a short-term goal because it was really my, I guess, goal in, one of my goal, few of my goals in life. So back in 2010, so nakita ko tong notebook na to early this year, January, when I was doing my goal setting.
You're cleaning your room.
I was cleaning my room as usual and then I saw my notebook, 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Notes, and then I opened it and then it said goals in life: be independent,
okay,
be more focused,
okay,
be financially free, and be insensitive.
Okay,
I think may isa pa, careless.
Careless. I think insensitive goes hand in hand with caring less, right?
And I was like, wow, like 13 years ago I wanted to be this.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I was not that.
Wait, but so it means that you have achieved most of those.
I would say I have achieved all of it in based on my standards that time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because let's say me, I would say I want to be financially free. Iba yung standards ko nung bata ako.
Right.
To now, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the others even went a bit overboard with being more insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But like that's why one of my favorite books is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah,
because it literally taught you. Not everything matters. Like,
yep.
And if meron mang someone who's so emotional about something so petty, it's maybe because it is the most that's happening in their lives.
If you like that book, you'll like the book I lent you even more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I borrowed the book from him. As in ngayon lang.
The Art of Thinking Clearly by Robert Duleyel.
I need that because like just one time, the other night, which happens to me rare, I can't sleep because I was thinking a lot about a lot of things.
Okay.
And it was a bit hard for me to be biased.
I think if one thing I learned is that if you're thinking a lot, you should write.
Yeah, I do that.
Because
I do that also.
When you don't have clarity, it means that, you know, there's something going on in your mind. It's like puzzles in your head. So what you want to do is write it. So it becomes gathered. You
I
gather
agree.
The words. It's like, oh, I'll take this word, take that word, put it together. Okay, it's that phrase. It doesn't have to be, like, you know, grammatically correct and stuff. Because it's your notes, so you put it there, it becomes more organized.
Alam mo, that's why writing, I'm a fan. I don't write every day. But like that, when I have my annual goals, my objectives, I write it. And then when you go back, wow, na-achieve mo.
Yeah, writing gives a lot of people clarity. It's one thing, it's a lost art. Because now, you have phones, you can have a notepad.
I always have
it's
notebooks.
It's still different when you're typing with your finger or typing on a keyboard rather than writing it like with a pen and paper, yes.
And even the writing, you see the personality, the character,
right,
like, as compared to, well, we sound old toloy.
I write like a doctor. You know,
ako
it's someone that only the guy in a Mercury drug will be able to understand. Yeah, that's my handwriting.
Honestly, when I can't understand my emotions, and when I'm just like, I have uncharged thoughts, I write it, usually in a form of, naging artist ako, I write poetries, and no BS, I would forget that I wrote it, tapos makita ko na lang, wow, like, saan ang galing to? It's when I can't understand, but my, I guess, writing it makes you understand it better.
I used to write poetry. I don't know why I forgot. Like, what?
What?
Si Siri na naman nagsalita. Anyway, I used to write poetry when in my 20s. It's like, it's something that I probably stopped doing. More on like writing lang, mga 5-sentence thoughts.
Uh-oh. That helps rin, ah.
I do that more. And now, because I write so much content, like, I have a, if you go to my Facebook account, Facebook fan page, I always write a grow morning to you type of post wherein I share every morning between 7 to 11 a.m. It's been a ritual of mine to write down thoughts from last night. It's always from last night, the night before.
Yeah.
Because when at night, it's where my thoughts become unclear. So writing gives me clarity. So that's when, and then I schedule it as a post the next day.
Ah, okay, gets. Oh. So with the writing, I also have several notebooks by my bedside. I have 4.
So it's like a habit now.
Yeah.
It becomes really a habit, yeah.
But what's one thing, so I was driving on the way to Manila, so I came from the province. And I like morning drives kasi, I don't know, it's a place for me to think and not be on my phone.
You listen to music or you listen to podcasts?
All the time. If it's a long drive, it's an opportunity for me to learn.
Yeah.
And not get distracted by, again, phone messages or social media. And then one of my thoughts were inspired by a Rich Roll podcast. If you can try it, I was thinking, what if I record myself every morning?
Uh-oh.
Like how I feel.
Yeah.
Like this morning, if I'm being completely honest, I woke up, it was so cold, I was so comfortable, and I said, this is the life I want.
Mm.
And I'm going to do my best to maintain this kind of life.
Okay.
And then I had to rush because I was going to be late. I hope I would remember that moment. So imagine if you have all those thoughts in the morning that are not stained by the noise, by anything. First thought, ma-record mo, tapos kung babalikan mo.
Yeah. So you now, right now, as of this moment, you can honestly say you're living a comfortable life?
Yes. I'm living a comfortable life. More than what I need, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a fear of being complacent because it's comfortable.
Yeah. Comfort is dangerous.
Exactly. That's why I'm so scared, to be honest. Because as what we were talking about a while ago, those who are really innovative, resourceful, super hard worker, are those who experience a lot of struggle.
Yes.
And a lot of pain, mostly financial.
Yeah.
So then they're just unbelievable. You can't stop them. They're unstoppable. And I'm scared that I'm going to reach a point na magsisisi, why did I do this before when I was able to? Because you were so focused with the comfort.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the theme of this year, to step out of my comfort zone and take that big leap.
So what's that big leap that you're working towards on?
So, okay. So in connection still with my notebook in 2011, it said that I think every year I always say invest. I started with buy a condo when I was a kid.
Okay.
Then it became investment, buy a property, real estate.
Yes, yeah.
So I have some investments, but I still don't have, like, I want a real estate portfolio.
Yes, that's what you want.
Yes, so I will pray harder about it and work on it, but that's my goal. I know it can take time. I know it takes a lot of...
Yes, it does take time.
I don't have to rush it,
but
the thing is, I feel like sometimes I'm just providing excuses.
I would say, like, when I was talking to you earlier, I would say with... One of my best investments will always be about real estate, either a lot or commercial property or a residential property that you have, that you can turn to something like a rental.
Yeah. So when he was talking about it, I was writing notes.
Yeah.
Because I really want to do it. So just the other day, I was talking to my financial advisor. Mm-hmm. I was talking to someone who has properties, and I have some meetings to talk about it. I want to be, by January, it's like knowledge gathering.
Yeah.
February.
I think even without the knowledge, the one you should be, the one person you should be working most with is a property specialist, property manager, something like that. Someone that sells properties, not just condominiums. I'm saying real estate. Because, and then if you tell them your intentions, like this one's for investment. I'm not looking for a house that I can live in. Like, I'm looking for something I can sell and flip eventually in 2 years, 5 years, 7 years.
I do have that.
That's the max.
Okay,
so you need to start with one. Now I have 11 of those. I have 11 friends.
See, that's what I want, right?
So I'm growing the number of people that I work with in terms of properties because that's where I put most of my money in, properties. It's,
kaya nga eh.
That's why I'm always broke.
No, but because your money is
broke.
Moving.
Yes,
it's not,
because there's
it's not.
I would say I'm a person that's not liquid. Like when you ask me, oh, do you have money in the bank? No.
that is the point.
Just
of
enough.
Rich Dad Poor Dad, right?
Yeah.
So I was really inspired when I read that book. And Retire Young, his last book ata nung series na yon.
Yeah.
And then The Psychology of Money.
Yeah, The Psychology of Money.
So those were really good books. But the thing is, it's not easy to talk about living in debt, like you're not liquid to just anyone. Because a lot would be scared, right? Yeah. So I think it's important to have that circle you can talk to. And I'm so glad that you were sharing all those notes to me very willingly.
Yeah. Of course, for me, it comes naturally. Like, I was in an event earlier. Like, I was in a table for different influencers. And we were like 12. And next thing I know, like, there's like so many people surrounding me already.
Ah, talaga?
We were talking about personal branding. It's like, I was just talking out of, you know, it being normal. Like, I talk normally about personal branding, how important it is for yourself and all. And then there are already 12 people surrounding me of different ages. And like, okay, I'll get your Instagram, I'll get your TikTok. We'll talk more about this because I have to go, because I have to talk to this person here. I'm late for this going, man. I shouldn't be late for this person.
what I really found out, not through you and through other people, mm-hmm. and through the projects I do, is when you, this might sound cliche, but when you speak from the heart and your intention really is to help more people,
yes,
or to empower,
yes,
people would really listen.
Yeah, and then gravitate towards you.
Yeah, it's
okay. Yeah, one of my friends who's a billionaire said this to me, and he said, "If you want to make a billion, help 100 people become millionaires. If you help them,
quotable quote.
If you help them, they will help you back in That's some true. Other way, not directly like they give money to you. No.
Yeah.
If you help them, they will help you back in other ways." That you don't even know possible.
I super agree.
So if you bring the people who are really wealthy are those people that bring value to other people first, more than themselves. So you become selfless first before you become selfish, right?
Yeah, okay.
So you give as much as you can based on what you can give, right? And then it just goes back to you.
You know, when I was a kid, I didn't understand that giving is better than receiving.
Right.
I swear, when I was a kid, like,
I wanted to receive gifts.
Yeah, you want to receive gifts.
Like, even if, until now, Christmas, I hate it that, you know, a lot of people don't give me presents. Like, okay lang sa akin merengue, yung regalo sa akin. It's the thought now. It's one thing I appreciate now. It's like, kahit bigyan mo ako ng notebook, calendar, it's the thought that, this person remembered me.
Di ko din maintindihan na when you give something, it will come back in hundredfold. Yeah. Sa church or in anywhere. Until I got older and helping people, helping one person, kumaga paying it forward.
Yeah.
And I guess the fulfillment as a human being, it makes you more motivated and somehow babalik.
Yeah.
Like, so actually, one of my purpose in life, I would say, is to help an average of one person a day in any way.
Yeah. Help at least one person a day. It, like me, just opening a door for someone that can't hold on to it, that's one.
Yeah. The smallest things. That's very true. So, before mag-end in December, we were in a bar, my brother and my neighbor, and it was such a crowded bar. And then there was a group of guys who wanted to take a groovy, a photo. And I saw them, and they were a lot. So like, hey, I can take your photo.
Yeah.
And then, I left. And then my neighbor was like, who was 17 or like 19, nagulat. Mm. And I approached a group of guys to help them.
Yeah.
But in my head, for me, that's no-brainer. No. It's not a tough work for me, but for them, they have a beautiful photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is a good thing by you barely doing anything.
Correct.
So tama ka, as simple as that, and even this podcast, for example, or even the stories we post on Instagram, if that inspires at least one person, it's good.
It's good.
And it does.
It does. And
it's surprising.
It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, for example, the content I make on social media, people think that it doesn't make money for me. Like, from them, it does. Through advertisers, kind. Right? Remember, like, when we do ads for our clients, they pay in six figures, you know? And it's not for the content that I make.
Yeah.
Like, the daily content I make, it's for the value that I bring. So you want to be a person of value rather than someone, you know, that does nothing. like everything's for yourself. Eh? You have to give something that you know.
I think it's it makes people gravitate to you. Yeah. Basic authenticity. And when you keep on doing things like this that I guess as what they say, meet your highest self. This is a sentence that's always mentioned on Instagram. It really goes back to you.
Yeah.
Even me, just doing what I like, I get opportunities to do speaking events, sponsored by this brand, this and that. Because they say it's authentic.
Yeah.
Rather than yung mga pilit masyado.
Yeah. I avoid those. Like, I've turned down a lot of partnerships and sponsorships with brands that, you know, I don't feel like it resonates to my brand. So, sabi ko, no.
yeah.
So, learning how to say no is also top-notch self-care.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, gosh, yeah. So, I forgot to say this, but one of the things is, if everything is important, then nothing is important.
Yeah.
That's super clear. And then one of the things is saying no is saying yes.
Yeah.
To your priorities,
yeah.
Because if you say yes to everything, then wala din.
Kumbaga, if it's not part of your growth, kasi your growth is your number one priority. So if it's not gonna help your growth, then why should you do this every day? Or why should you do this for someone else? It's not gonna help you.
Alam mo, that's a thought that I'm happy we shared together also. Which I'm not sure how, in terms of percentage, let's say sa viewers, ilan yung ganun mag-isip na, will this contribute to my growth?
Growth, yeah.
Number one. Isa pa sa naisip ko, when you always think that way, I hope that the viewers or the listeners would understand that it's actually not selfish because when you help yourself grow, you tend to help more other. You tend to help more people to grow.
I'll just give another example again. Like, for example, you have a relative who needs ₱1,000,000 for an operation to live.
Mm-mm.
Right? The thing is, you don't have $1,000,000.
Yeah.
And then that person dies, unfortunately, because you don't have $1,000,000. Will that make you sad? Of course. It's not going to make you happy, right?
Yeah.
But what if you have $1,000,000 lying down on the side, and that family member needs that $1,000,000 easily, they live.
Yeah.
Does that make you happy? Yes. My thing is, if you give something and it's you can't even help yourself first, right?
Yeah.
Because you have the capability to give that $1,000,000 to that person because you can.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing is, pagpasensya mo na, 20,000 lang mabibigay ko eh. Pero kulang pa rin ako, 980,000 pa rin ang kailangan ko. Diba? To do operation. Ito lang mga kaya ko eh. Diba? It doesn't make you happy to.
Yeah.
Kahit na sabi mo nakatulong ako, I give 20,000 because my money is only 40,000.
Yeah.
Right? So
I agree.
Right? Yes, money can do a lot of help to make you to happy as well because, you know, your loved ones can benefit from it. But kumbaga, if you don't have that capability to do so, then you have to help yourself first. Yun yung sinasabi ko. Na ako, when I had problems financially personally and others around me had problems financially, I had to take care of my finances first. Because in that way, wala akong inisip ng problema sa sarili ko. Now I can help others around me. O, kailangan mo ng tulong? Sige, tulungan kita dyan. Sige ko, kailangan mo? Kaya ko. Kasi I have no problems. I have no problems with my bills. I have no... Diba? I don't have to take, paano ko babayaran din ito? Yung loan ko, yung ganyan. I don't worry about it because it's taken care of. So now I can help other people. So you help yourself first. That's what I'm trying to continue
saying. Just like
a plane,
right? That's what they say. When there's a...
Yes.
Right? Uh-oh. Ikaw muna.
Plane crash.
Put your...
Yes.
Put the safety...
Paano mo tutulungan yung iba nalunod kung ikaw mismo?
Diba? And that's another thing, right? About... they usually talk about self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And self-love is not about salon or spa all the time. It's really helping yourself grow. And that's not selfish because if you grow, you can help other people. And another thing which I'm super passionate about is healing.
Yeah.
And I come from, now I really understand when they say hurt people, and healed people, help people.
Yeah.
Because when you're in pain, you don't have the capacity to understand others, people's situations.
Correct.
All you want is to distract yourself from the pain.
Yeah.
But when you heal, you have that understanding, okay, maybe the person is going through something, you have a different perspective.
True.
You also have more capacity to help. Because magaan na yung pakiramdam mo, no, I can give.
Yeah.
Because I, inuno ko yung sarili ko.
Yeah.
No, I can give back.
You give because you can.
Exactly.
Right? And I remember yung isang quote nga nung nalala ko from a relative of mine, because he helps because, not because he can, but because he knows also how it felt when he didn't have any.
Yeah.
It was one of my favorite things I remembered. Because if you asked me before about giving 10, 15 years ago, I'd be selfish. Like, I wanted everything for myself and all that. And I understand the concept of giving. It's not because you have it. It's because you know how it feels to have nothing.
That makes us more human. And I remember when I was also, pagka-graduate ko ng college, so I was a bit spoiled when I was in college. Bigay lahat. Pag-graduate, cut lahat. Unless I go to our family house in the province and handle the business. But I wanted to do my own. Doon ko na-realize, oh my God, namahal pala ng toothbrush. So I purchased the cheaper one.
Yeah.
Nagdugo yung gums ko. So, I was so, ano, lahat nung sukli sa tol, when my dad drives, I asked for it, yung mga bare-barya. So I was living in the fear of scarcity.
Yeah.
And then my dad was like, no, make money work for you, which I did not understand.
Yeah.
Hindi ako magbibigay na kahit ano. Ngayon na, now when I see my younger cousins na sobrang hihingi, natatawa ako, because I was that.
Yeah.
Until you realize what having also available resources
correct.
From your end
yeah.
and what it feels to feel like you're lacking.
Yeah.
Then yun. So that's why you give more and you help yourself.
Yeah. Giving, being a person who's giving is such an underrated trait nowadays.
That's true.
Just because of, you know, we're coming to a recession now.
Yeah, diba? Isa pa yan. Isa
so
yun sa mga indices
people are
ko.
Holding out their finances
Hello,
and investment.
Crypto is so down, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I still have investments there.
Likewise. But it's how it is now. Like, we're going to fast pace na yung na fast track na yung recession.
Oo nga.
Right?
Totoo.
It was supposed to be 2025, I think.
Well, in a way, na fast track lahat dahil sa pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Digitizing the communications, the businesses. Sorry, but I keep on mentioning healing, the fast track for others like me because we were stuck at home.
Super, yeah.
I guess recession.
Yeah.
In a way, na-train tayo. We were also, in a way, trained to manage how it is when things get out of our... Things are not within our control.
Yeah.
Because pandemic was, you can make as much plans as you want, but nope, you suddenly cannot leave your house.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things I learned. With stoicism.
Sorry, what is it again?
Stoicism.
Ah, okay. Stoicism. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so being, having that kind of mindset wherein you focus on the things that you only have control over and let go of the things that you don't have any control whatsoever.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of Stoicism. I'm not sure if you're a fan of Memento Mori.
Yeah, yeah.
So Amor Fati, Memento Mori.
You're going
Mori.
To die.
Yeah, like, you are going to die. Why do you give so much shit about other things you cannot control? Mm-hmm. Me sitting here with all these lights in front of you is so important.
Yeah.
And this will not happen again. The exact moment is different 5 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Things like that. And I'm such a fan of talking about death, actually.
Because
it's inevitable. And it will happen. So I like talking about it. And then Stoicism, the letting go of things you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I always stay in control. That has been my personality. So, and I always have backup plans. If plan A will not work, I have B and C. Pandemic, bam, wala yung lahat. And then I read about Stoicism. It's just like, it's more of a practical mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not, I mean, other people would say Stoics don't have emotions, but it's more on, we do get sad, we do get happy, but we just don't dwell on it for so long.
Yep, that's a fact. Yeah. And you don't dwell on your emotions that long.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, in 5 years' time, that thing that you're worrying so much right now won't even matter in 5 years' time. Maybe in 6 months' time.
Yeah, that's...
Like,
that's,
I wrote down something that worried me around June 2020, and I read it I was laughing. Problema ko pala ito. No?
Diba?
Sabi ko, no to.
But you know, I think it also takes a wider perspective about life, mm-hmm. na what you're very much worried about, it doesn't, you're still a, I think I remember this, ito yung problema mo. But when you look at the map or the globe, it's still the same.
Yeah.
So don't kid yourself over something that will not matter in 5 years. Yeah.
Kumbaga, here's what the world looks like before your problem, and here's what the world looks like after your problem. Doesn't change.
You know what I remember? When I was having... So all of us had like quite some anxiety or depression during the pandemic. And I had some challenges. And what got me through, apart from the usual things I do, mm-hmm. is honestly... to pursue my advocacies. It made me realize how small my problems are.
Yeah.
And then helping people honestly makes you feel good about yourself.
Did you compare your problems to other people?
Not necessarily compare, but then I get aware that I can spend my energy handling these problems more than what I am. Because mine naman was not life endangering, but it was a bit of emotional. Uh-oh. But you know when you help someone, you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
And then I feel better? Yeah. And then it helped me actually.
Okay.